Bob Chapman rides shotgun, the internationalforecaster.com, the rest of the hour with us. So much has happened since he was on with us last week. Things are accelerating fast. Bob, let's break down from your perspective with the biggest newsletter in financial history in the U.S., military intelligence before that, one of the largest gold and silver brokers in one of your incarnations. You're back out of retirement now with one of the biggest newsletters again, the International Forecaster. You've been forecasting and breaking all this down for a long time. You've said within the next 2 years, total depression, basically no way to get out of that. Ron Paul was saying it looks like they are going to try to go into martial law with the Army brigades. The Congress is agreeing to a total bailout, basically making Paulson supreme dictator. The world economy, the power to buy, sell, raid any companies. The way other analysts have read this, it allows them to grab houses, infrastructure under executive orders. Break down what we're witnessing from your own perspective, in your own words, Bob Chapman.
Well, first of all, the people who are ostensibly trying to save us from all of this are the people who executed the whole thing in the first place. And the American public doesn't know that. No one has told them that. And
you'd think that'd be a big news item. A huge issue that literally the architect of this, even more than Greenspan, is Paulson. I mean, he is the chief scallywag, chief thief, the leader of this gang of pirates, and he's running around as our savior.
Exactly, and he was with Goldman Sachs when all this was going on, and so he was a contributor to the, in part, to the collapse of the economic system. And that was caused by voracious greed on the part of all of these people. And, of course, the ringmaster was previously Sir Alan Greenspan, and now we have Ben Bernanke, whose idea of settling a financial question is to use helicopters and piles of money that they can dump out of. And let me tell you something. Were they not able to pass this bailout, they would have in-ran the thing anyway, and just to continue to create massive amounts of money and credit to keep the system floating. The whole thing is all about bailing out Wall Street and the bankers. The numbers that we're talking about here, the minimum losses over the next 5 years will be $3 trillion. It could get as high as $10 trillion. Nobody really knows yet because...
So you think that's a good number out of Bloomberg, $5
trillion? Is that what they said?
Yes.
Well, that's a good number, a very good number, because I'm being conservative, 3 to 10. And I don't know where yet because I don't know what's on everybody's balance sheets because they're hiding it. And these are the same people that Bernanke and Paulson are acting for to relieve them of all of this debt that they created through either their incompetence, their corruption, or their greed.
Well, I mean, reading this where it says no one can question, no one can investigate anything they want to buy, sell, any activity they want, you know, all of them retroactively have liability protection. That's not even the right word. They're literally being given a pardon.
Immunity.
I mean, this is just, and the public's just walking around going, ooh. I mean, I say that, but you only have 28%.
Even worse, Alex, is the Congress. They know what's going on. They've known for 4 years that Fannie and Freddie were bankrupt. It's a conspiracy of silence. And I'll tell you, if they vote for this thing, you people out there have got to vote everyone out of office who voted for it in both houses. We don't want them anymore. The polls out there are now showing that 66% of the people are against this. I mean, is that plain enough?
Actually, the Rasmussen poll, this is very accurate, shows 28% are for it, so that'd be 72% against it. Stay there, Bob Chapman. We'll come back, keep breaking this down. Go to Ricardo, Cole, Brian, Christopher, and others. 800-259-9931 is the number to join us. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are our sites.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
CCP demos.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Islam.
Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing, the stock market's a mess, there's the mortgage crisis, there's the lending crisis, there is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis, and we are paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. Well, what I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being, a little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Ask now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, call's coming up here in just a few minutes. Bob Chapman with us for the rest of the hour, final hour. Bob, continue with breaking down what we're seeing unfold right now.
We won't know until probably Saturday what's going to go on. But all they're doing is buying a little time here, a little time, maybe a year, 2 years max, to extend the process of collapse. And the price is going to be paid is this horrific debt. And then on top of it, you're going to have massive inflation because the money that's going to be put into the system was just created out of thin air, effectively. And it's immediately going to get monetized and immediately be translated to inflation. As opposed to that normal money and credit being injected into the economy, it takes about a year and a half or a year or 6 months for it to show up in the form of inflation. And this happens immediately. So I'm calling inflation at 13.625%, and I would think that next year inflation would be over 20%. And if they continue to do that, because they don't need $800 or $700 billion, they really need $3 trillion. Well, you got Weimarism written all over it. And we're going to go through the same thing that they did in Germany in 1920 to 1923.
Now, Bob, explain to people, because it hasn't been taught in school anymore, explain what 15% or 20% compounded each year inflation means. That's like someone coming in your bank account each year and stealing 20% out of it, and then it compounds each year until in just 3 or 4 years there's nothing left. Major federal studies, and those are even whitewashes, admit that in the last 6 years, half the buying power of people on Social Security has already been lost. My God, if another 20% is lost in the next year, I mean, this is going to be terminal for the real economy.
That's right. Absolutely correct. And You know, they don't want to talk about that in Congress. I mean, these people are absolutely despicable in our Congress. They know what's going on, and yet they're going to go along with the bankers' program. The program to save the rich. And, you know, I'm not a rich guy, poor guy sort of person. I've been a lifelong, hardcore, rock-hard conservative. And I'm telling you, this is fascism first class. And I see them talking on CNBC about, if you can believe this term, and I heard Robert Reich this morning, who's the former evil dwarf of the Clinton administration, he's an economist at Harvard, talking about socialism and capitalism, the marriage of them two together, which would be called social capitalism. I never heard anything so insane in my life. And this guy teaches at Harvard. He's better off teaching tiddlywinks.
Bob, continue.
Well, we're going to have lots of inflation. We're going to have lots of unemployment. I think that wages are not going to increase. They're increasing at about 3% a year. So inflation is 13.58%, then we're losing 10%. You know, the average wage earner is. And so, you know, 10 years of that, you don't have anything in buying power. Another thing that people seem to miss here is that our economy has been slowing down into recession for the last 1.75 years, almost 2 years in February. Now, during that process, we've been having people get laid off. And so we've got three figures from unemployment. The 6.1 they tell you about, the U6, which is 10 7/8, and the long-term unemployment, and these are government figures, which is 14 7/8%. Now that is going to at least double over the next 3 years.
But again, we have all the parrots on radio.
I my punchline here. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Now, 70% of the GDP right now comes from consumerism. And I see some figures have been as high as 72%. We'll call it 70. The average long-term mean since the Second World War that the consumer contributed to GDP is 64.5%. If we just go back to 64.5%, the mean in unemployment will be 35%.
Now, I want you to slowly go back over that again, because that is so huge. Everywhere I hear it parroted, oh, unemployment's only 6.1%, but they cook that number, because after you go off the unemployment rolls after 6 months and are not reemployed, they take you out of the roll. But when you look at the real number, which they don't publicize, the long-term unemployment, you're talking about a staggering double-digit figure. And, I mean, my God, that is depression level to have. Go over those numbers again.
The short-term is 6.1. The intermediate term, including the people that just left unemployment lines or unemployment payments, is 10 7/8%. The long term, people going back to 1990, is 14.7%, or 14 7/8%, which is 14.875. And the government doesn't want you to hear about it. Just like you said, Alex, they don't publicize it, but they do publish it.
Now, but
then, you know, they never talk about the birth-death ratio. This is a little trick that they've got that they use, and they hypothetically, out of thin air, pull figures out as to how many people entered the workforce and how many people got jobs that they think they got, but they don't know. It's absolute insanity.
Well, that was my next question. Go over some of the tricks they use to cook the books, because
that's the main one. The birth-death ratio, as it's called. And in the CPI, they have another thing called hedonics. That's a real fancy name for hedonists, I guess. And that figure, what it amounts to is this. Somebody goes to the store, and they want to buy a pound of steak, and it costs $5. And they say, I'm not going to pay $5. I'm going to go over there and get that chopped meat for $3. So they're saying that when prices rise, people will go to lesser cuts of meat and get them cheaper, thereby reducing inflation. Now, if you can back into that thinking and philosophy, you ought to be in an insane asylum, I'll tell you.
Yeah, they're saying, inflation. They're saying inflation isn't bad because you know, if you can't afford a Cadillac or you can't afford a Ford, you can have an old Gremlin or Pinto. And so now the amount of money you have, basically has been indexed off into something else. It's just total crap. I don't think they understand what is waiting behind just a thin wall, a thin line, just waiting on the other side. I don't think they have any idea, Bob.
Well, I know there's going to be trouble, but they think they can handle it, just like they thought they could handle the last corrupt bubble on Wall Street, which was the real estate bubble.
Or just like they thought the whole Israeli... Or just like
incidentally, those guys on television today, they've been wrong about everything. There's nothing they've been right about.
Well, Bob, they also thought that the entire Israeli military can handle a few Hezbollah and checkerboard foundations. But those guys said, we're not retreating, we're not backing off, we're going all the way. And you just can't stop people that are like that, can you, Bob?
No, you can't. And you're fighting on their territory. And... you know, the Israelis have not told us the truth.
Stay there. We're going to skip this break. We're going to skip this for InfoWars stream listeners. Here we go. Bob, go ahead and make your point about how they've, quote, been wrong about everything. I mean, they're the authors of this, and they're the Israeli thing. Go ahead.
And the invasion of Lebanon, they just got the crap kicked out of them. And then, in the last 72 hours, before the declared truce, they dropped thousands and thousands of these bombs with the things that go off that hang in trees and are on the ground. What do they call them?
Cluster bombs, and they also use nerve gas.
And all they're killing today is innocent civilians. Children who pick them up on the street and get blown up, and farmers who are out in the fields and touch one and they don't have any legs anymore. And it's horrible what they did.
Well, they also used, admittedly, nerve gas from artillery. Artillery delivered nerve gas, and then that still didn't work. God help us, man. God help us. Because the New World Order can care less about the police and military. I mean, they don't care if we get into some shooting war with them. In fact, that's part of the larger I-4 plan. Speaking of the bankers, we're going to come back and take calls. We're still on the air right now, though, to the Internet audience. Bob, you say that they planned this economic collapse, but it came too early, and it's out of control for them. Is it even more out of control for the establishment now, Bob?
I think it is. I think that having to act economically with no way out, no way to go back, has really stuck them. And even knowing that, and they know more about this than I do because they planned it, even knowing that they still went ahead with the real estate bubble and the securitization of mortgages, gouging not only the public, but particularly other bankers in other countries. You know, 48% of that toxic waste was bought by bankers in Europe, never mind how much was bought in Asia, and we'll get to 55%. So what they did is they laid the paper on these people, and then they got laid the rest of it off in the United States. And what they couldn't lay off, because what happened is Meredith Whitney came out and said, well, Citigroup isn't worth what they say it is because of this and that. And that started the ball rolling, an untoward event that they never thought would happen. And it happened, and that just really complicated things for them because that brought on the credit crisis. And so, yes, they've got serious, serious, unsolvable problems. And then they troop these people up and tell us how smart they are. I want to tell you something. My score in the SAT was 1595 out of a 1600. So they are not any smarter than I am. And we know what they're doing. And we're going to catch them at it. And we're going to try them.
Stay there. We're coming back to the full audience. Stay there. Welcome back. Bob Chapman was just going over the fact that the New World Order folks are not invincible. And he was saying they're going to be caught, they're going to be tried, they're going to be brought to justice. Ron Paul was saying that former Fed chairman needs to be arrested in the current one. That's a headline we need at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. That's a fireball out there, and that's the kind of talk we need to punish these people, and then that'll bring confidence back in the markets. Bob, you were talking about people not trusting us, and we're going to Cole, Brian, Christopher, Jamie, and others. The Chinese are no longer doing interbank lending with the United States. Germany and Reuters, their government saying the U.S. is collapsing, will lose its financial superpower status. I mean, it's happening. Bailout or no, it looks like it's going. And I don't know if it's going to be 2 years, Bob. And we've got just on and on here. What do you say to this report out of AP, Hongzhou out of Shanghai, that China, here's a Reuters, China banks told to halt lending to U.S. banks, SCMP. I mean, break that down technically for folks.
SCMP?
Yes. Well, I mean, break down the fact that Germany's talking about may suspend lending, and then China's saying they are halting lending.
Alex, we can sum it up very quickly and say, what took them so long? I mean, they've known this has been going on. You know, they're probably saying to one another in China and in Frankfurt and Paris, you know, how long are we going to put up with this? Enough already. We don't need it. And they're burying every other country. All to bail themselves out. And, you know, they've gotten away with it time after time because of the Fed control and who owns the Fed. And they think they can get away with it again. And there is protest. Whether it will evolve into an active situation where the Chinese don't buy Treasury paper or any other agency paper or any other paper from the U.S. government, or Europeans do that, I don't know. I've been waiting for it to happen for several years, and it hasn't happened, so I don't know when it's going to happen. But, you know, the constituents, the citizens of those countries have got to be saying to their government, look, you know, they're going to destroy us. And so something is going to happen, and starting to happen. And when it starts to happen, you have that breakdown. And I think in time, if it happened quickly, I think that the United States would be forced to walk away from their debt. They would have to renege on it. They would have to go bankrupt. I don't see any other way out for them. And that means people throughout the world wouldn't take the dollar. I mean, they would have to have some sort of a medium of exchange that people could trust. And the backing on that medium of exchange would have to be someplace outside the United States, say, in a neutral country like Switzerland or Sweden. And they would have to probably start a new currency order. And all of the currency that they had before would be worthless.
Well, that's what China, India, Russia are talking about, a new cooperative, the ring of other nations, a new world order system. They're calling it the new world order with a new currency. And Europe's talking about maybe allying with that. This looks like it was planned to me to bring the U.S. down. The deindustrialization, the setup, the CIA releasing the torture photos, making 9/11 so sloppy where it was obvious the government did it, to then be blamed on the U.S., not on the globalist hand inserted into the Anglo-American system. I mean, Bob, don't you smell and see, and I saw this in some of their documents, you know, pieces of this, a plan to set us up, or are you saying they're not that big of a virtuoso?
Well, I think it was surprising that China said what they said, and they were going along with the program, so to speak. They had to know what was going on. They're not dumb. And so maybe this is part of a larger plan. And, you know, maybe if the United States were to have insurrection, maybe they would invite foreign troops in to quell this uprising that can't be controlled by the American military, because 80% of them probably wouldn't shoot at their own citizens.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the people running the system are not stupid, and they know putting cops in black uniforms and telling them get rough with the public, and then that goes out all over TV and the web. I mean, they know that this is setting the police and military up. I mean, they've got to know that the military and the police, if they go up against the American people and 1% fight back, that they're going to get their butts kicked. I mean, 1% of the gun owners is over 100 million, over 1 million combatants out of that 100 million. My God, I mean, it's like
They don't stand a chance. And it could evolve where this new world order philosophy, we would have a president, one of these two jamunks that are running for the office right now, and they could invite the UN to bring in troops. And
well, I mean, Canada actually signed a deal.
They have to fight the American military along with the public.
Well, the United, yeah, going into global receivership.
And you know something I've said for years? Blue helmets make great targets.
Well, God knows what's going to happen. The point is, quietly a decade ago, they signed deals with Mexico and Canada to use troops, quote, to deal with American terrorists and for violence, breakdown of society. Civil unrest is the word. Now they signed a deal publicly, remember in January of this year, up in Canada with Mexican and Canadian troops to, quote, use them in the U.S. for emergencies. And then the Congress said, hey, we didn't authorize that. And the North Com just said, go to hell. Folks, I know it all sounds crazy, but what's happening now sounds crazy. You can't make this stuff up. Let's take some calls. I don't want to get into some other financial issues with Bob Chapman. Well, I'll tell you, I get his newsletter before.